Hey world, you're listening to The Real Rob Taylor on realrobtaylor.com. Made in Manchester, Furrowed Brow are an experimental punk band whose DIY sound combines social commentary with elements of punk originators such as The Damned, Magazine and The Buzzcocks. Their new single Punctual Punk and the narrative of Hugh Gordon Pym is out on the 7th of April. Joining us now to talk us through it is Richie from Furrowed Brow. Richie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Excellent. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I'm enjoying this glorious Manchester sunshine that we're getting.
Can't wait to get out of there.
No, absolutely. Yeah. It feels like we've all been tucked away for months and months on end. And finally, we've changed the clocks and the sun's coming out and it's all coming together. Mm. Fantastic. So tell us about Furrowed Brow. You know, let's sort of go into your background a little bit and talk about the name and how you got together.
The name is, I'd always, in previous bands, you'd always get together and go, what should we call ourselves? And everyone would say different names and they'd all be rubbish and you'd all have to agree on something. So this band, before I got anyone together, I just decided on a name. I thought it'd be better. And I had like about 200 names to choose from. And I spent a lot of time thinking about it. And I think Furrowed Brow was the best one. It's got a ring to it. It's a good name.
It certainly is.
And it kind of epitomizes what the music's about, which is just confusion, frustration, anxiety, and thinking about stuff. You know, when you think about stuff, you get a furrowed brow.
Indeed, you do. You mentioned that you decided on the name before getting the band together. So it sounds like your baby. How did you get together?
I was looking for people for a long time in Manchester. I moved up to Manchester in 2014 and just try and find people and just endless kind of practices with, it's called practices, but just meetings with people off joining my band and stuff like that, or even meeting people. And then you meet them at a club and you go like, do you want to meet like on Saturday or whatever? And most of them don't phone you back. And then the few that do, you meet up and none of it works. And it's just spending like years doing that. Well, not years. I kind of gave up for a couple of years and then I started again. And eventually I found my drummer, Christy. He was introduced to me by a mutual friend on New Year's Eve 2018. He wanted to play music with me. I wanted to play music with him. And I said, what can you play? And he said, guitar. And I tried him out guitar. He wasn't very good. And they said, I can play keyboard as well. So I tried him out keyboard. He wasn't very good. It's a bit of a... I was just in bed one day and I was thinking, like, what can he actually... And then I just thought, why doesn't he just play, like, drums like a dude out of Jesus Mary Chain, you know? And just got him to just hit the drums. If you can do that with your hands, you can play drums, can't you? So he just stands up and plays the drums like that, and a very good drummer he is too, you know?
He stands up and plays the drums?
Yeah, he just stands up and he doesn't have a bass drum, just tom and snare. He doesn't even play the cymbals, you know, maybe one. If you listen to Narrative Hugh Gordon Pym, it's the B-side to our single, like, there's literally two cymbals in the whole song. And Punctual Punk, there's probably less. I don't know. I've not counted on that one. But he doesn't play the cymbals either. It's just those two drums. So it's very sort of thudding, you know?
Yeah. That probably contributes to your very sort of lo-fi sound. And I mean that in a complimentary way. I'm not...
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants to sound good, do they?
Yeah.
I just met... it's weird because I met... as soon as I got to Manchester, when I joined my band and I met my keyboard player on there. And we had like one meeting. And then we were both too busy and it just kind of fizzled out. And then when I was looking for a band in 2019, she just saw a Facebook post of mine. We sort of kept Facebook friends. And she got back in touch. And after 4 years, we just got on a house like fire. Got on like a house on fire. So it all worked out, really.
Excellent. So it all kind of falling together, but you've got that, you know, it's clearly a punk band that's made with the punk, proper punk ethos of, you know, of just sort of throwing it together and seeing what fits and seeing what works, really, rather than the, you know, the very sort of formulated way of putting an ad out for a keyboard player or for a drummer or something like that. You're just sort of working with what you've got.
Well, I don't know, because we did put ads out, that's the point, but I almost said to you, Rob, exactly, you've hit the nail on the head, because it doesn't matter how well you can play, it's whether you fit or not, and that's the important thing.
And I think that comes through in the music as well. We'll listen to the narrative.
How dare you?
We'll listen to the narrative of Hugh Gordon Pym shortly. But let's listen to the A side first, Punctual Punk. Before we do, can you give us a sort of overview of what this is about?
It's not really about anything. I just met my friend one day, and he was late. Well, no, he was always late. So I got there late. And he was actually on time. And for some stupid reason, I wrote a song about it and put in a load of Albert Camus to make it interesting.
Cool. And it is interesting. And it's quite a remarkable track. And it's awfully brief as well, which is something else that I really like about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's impossible to get bored.
Certainly leaves us wanting more. So let's listen to it. Punctual Punk by Farrah Brow. Punctual Punk by Furrow Brow. Still with me is Richie from Furrow Brow. So, I mean, you were just saying this sounds awesome. Who's this? Well, it's you. And I think that that's great when you can listen to your own music and go, yes, this is great. You know, as if it isn't you.
I love it.
Exactly. I mean, you're making the sort of music you want to make. That means.
Yeah, I mean, like when I get the Spotify who you've listened to thing at the end of the year, it's just going to be Furrow Brow, the top five artists.
I think that's probably going to be the case for most people, actually.
Obviously.
During the track, we were talking about the sort of difference in sound between Punctual Punk, because I only heard this just moments before we started recording this. The other tracks that I've heard from you are Dead, 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 Still Digging. I played that in the June episode last year of Real Rob Taylor. Pissing Superfluous, which is your later single, I think, and that's also out now. But this has a kind of very different different sort of more rock and roll sound to it, I think.
Yeah, it's I'm not sure about rock and roll, but the last recordings we did them in a day, basically live. There was like eight recordings in a day. Mm-hmm. And this one we did two recordings in 2 days.
Right.
So it's a lot more professional sounding, let's say, although we actually spent the same amount of money. So we just got a quarter of the songs for the same price.
Right, okay. But still, I mean, you've got that breathing space, really. You know, you've given yourself that breathing space. And I think that comes across. Well, I mean, in my humble opinion, it's money well spent.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't want to embarrass anyone by... I wouldn't say that. But, like, it was good value for money. Let's just put it like that.
Excellent. Good, good. I mean, yeah, certainly.
It's a steal.
Let's talk about the narrative of Hugh Gordon Pym. This is the B side of the single. Who's Hugh Gordon Pym?
Well, it's a conglomerate of two people, really. There's an Edgar Allan Poe novel called The Narrative of Arthur Gordon Pym of Nantucket.
Right.
And it's not a very good novel. It's the only novel he wrote. So I thought, I was reading that and I just thought I'd merge that. I was been wanting to write a song about BBC News for ages as well, so I thought I'd merge that with BBC News, and the only thing that was on BBC News was a pandemic, so I thought I'd merge that in two.
Right.
So it's essentially a conglomerate of three things: a pandemic, BBC News, and the novel.
Yeah.
The health editor on BBC News is called Hugh Pym.
Right.
So it kind of worked, really. So I just changed it to Hugh Gordon Pym, and it's just a kind of commentary on how the news of the pandemic's given to us, reported to us via the medium of Edgar Allan Poe.
I see. All right. Well, I mean, this is incredible kind of the creativity of, you know, slotting these things together. Let's hear it and let's talk more about that. So this is Furrow Brow with the narrative of Hugh Gordon Pym.
Grand and erased by handsome rebuke. 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 And hide in a box. Vinulent fumes poisoning me. Everybody gets whacked brutally. It's never this bad at BBC. The health of the nation is bothering me. Image has provided transparency. Ain't worth queues but chakrabarty. All paid for by the licence fee. We want face when about to cry. Zooming on face when about to cry. Zooming on face when about to cry. Zooming on face when about to cry. Seeing cucumbers plenty. Testing kids, not many. People grab the test away from me. What is happening? Towards a cataract. Dominic Cummings acts like a twat. I think I'm coming down with a very dry cough. There's a grim white figure ripping me off. The narrative you gonna pin. The narrative you gonna pin. The narrative. We can't live in these junk towns. We can only be buried here. In this valley of our law, to own, to own. Cupid, BBC News, Manchester. Back to the studio. And now we're doing a few more in here.
The narrative of Hugh Gordon Pibb by Furrow Brow. Richie's still with me. So Richie, let's we've covered sort of songwriting and so on. Let's talk about things a little bit more broadly. Lockdown has affected us all. How's it affected you and your songwriting and your music and you know the band generally?
Just negatively, all around negatively. We're not playing any gigs for start. We're not practicing since December because we're socially conscientious. We don't want to kill old people by spreading the disease around. But a lot of bands in Manchester are carrying on practicing. You know, make your own conclusions about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's dedication to art, or maybe it's just selfishness. But it's just bad in every way. There's no good thing about it.
There's nothing to be said
apart from that, really.
You've not found that the change in pace and the kind of solitude, if you like, has made you more creative, or you spent time doing that. You found it's been more of a hindrance than a help.
Neither really. Like I tried to work as little as I possibly can, and I tried to devote as much time as I possibly can to writing music and to being in a band and doing music. And so before the pandemic, it was 24/7 anyway, you know, and after this pandemic, it's the same thing, apart from we don't have gigs in between, which is the best part of being a band anyway. So it's just taken the good part and left all the shit. Me sitting in a room writing songs.
Yeah. I suppose it has, isn't it? It's all the work and none of the play.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So let's hopefully put that behind us, as we're all gradually trying to do. Plans for 2021. I know that you've got a couple of gigs booked already. What's your we're still leaving March, just about to go into April. You've got Punctual Punk coming out on the 9th of April. Sorry, 7th of April. 7th of
7th,
April.
Yeah.
The world is gradually starting to wake up a little bit. What do you see happening in 2021?
For Furrow Brow?
Yeah.
Not much, to be honest.
Right.
I'm hoping that we become world famous and rich and everyone loves us. But the reality is probably not. You know, I'm a realist, so it's we'll release this thing on the 7th of April, and then probably, well, we'll start playing gigs again in after the 21st of June or whenever it is.
Yeah.
Although that will probably be pushed back.
I expect so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll be sat there till September doing nothing. And just, I mean, what we've tried to do during the pandemic, there's, I mean, all you can do is, I did a few live streams and shit like that to begin with, and it's just hollow.
Yeah.
I can't really think of a better word for it. It's kind of a shadow of a gig, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't do that anymore, and it's the only thing you can do is release stuff and try and record stuff. I mean, we're lucky we got the recordings done in, I think it was early December, when there was a brief lull.
Yeah.
And we were allowed to, or I think we weren't strictly, I can't remember, but, so we just try and get, I mean, we've got loads of songs, you know, we've got loads of songs that we haven't even practiced yet.
Yeah.
Let alone released. So it's just releasing them and trying to keep some of the momentum going, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now it's good to know you've got stuff in the pipeline then, and it's that it hasn't completely stunted your creativity.
No, there's too much. And the thing is, you know, I've spoke to during the brief lulls. I have spoke to people, and you know, a lot of bands are splitting up and dying, and you know, I mean, I'm glad that we're still even together. Still, you know, it's a huge achievement, because everyone's getting, you know, like just bored of it and depressed and, you know.
Despondent, I think.
Despondent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's despairing.
Yeah, yeah.
Suicidal.
Lots of D words.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're clearly big on the independent band scene. You mentioned meeting people in clubs to form the band, and you've just talked about talking about other bands failing. You clearly have a great sort of network there. So what other independent bands should we be listening to now apart from Furrowed Brow?
Oh, independent bands.
Well, anybody, whoever you like, but you know, just you know, let's not get too technical about it. But who do you recommend we listen to? Who's fresh and new?
Well, it depends where you're from. If you're listening in South Africa or something, then I would recommend, if you haven't heard of them yet, Fat White Family or something.
Uh-huh.
But you probably have, even if you live in Iceland or something. I don't know, but like, there's not actually that many good bands in Manchester at the moment, you know. There are some, but a lot of it, I think it's, the word for it is conceited, you know. It's kind of like assumed that because you're from Manchester, you're good, you know, because there's this whole sort of civic pride sort of thing.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you're actually not. But like, there is a really good band in Manchester called Babel Station. They've got like I don't know, like 150 followers or something. They're not very big, but yeah, they're absolutely amazing. Babel Station, you know. Yeah, really like that band. And the thing is, I'm not going to just promote my friends either, you know.
Yeah.
It's about the music all the time.
Mm.
So sorry if you're my friend and I've not promoted you, but that's how it is. You know, there's a band called The Red Stains in Manchester at the moment. They're really good.
Yeah.
Quite a big band called Blanket Man coming out. Mm-hmm. They've done some really good stuff. And Bone Shakes. There's a Leeds band called Vat Egg Imposition. And the guy just, he comes on stage in a big foam egg costume. It's quite funny. You know, it's just, there's a lot of good music around.
Yeah.
There is. It's just that you've got to be discerning about it, I think.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, I think we're living in that time when there is more, we've got more access to more music than ever before. And I think one of the biggest problems, particularly with Spotify and the sort of immediate availability of all this, is it's sorting the wheat from the chaff. You know.
Well, it's a problem, yeah. Everyone thinks they're an expert now. So, like, pretty much, it's just the whole sort of pop idol thing, isn't it? Or is it even called that anymore?
I don't know.
Like, but, like, you know, like, everyone thinks they're an expert at writing, but it's actually, you know, it's harder than it looks to be brilliant. You know, you can't just write a few songs and then get a PR company to kind of spread the word and you become famous. Well, you can actually. That's usually how it works. And like, but you know, like, it doesn't mean you're any good though.
No, it doesn't. But yes, it's certainly something that PR and marketing is certainly something that can help, but it's not the it's not the only thing. It's not the only tool in the box. You know, you need a good product. You can't polish a turd, as they say.
Exactly, but you can cover it in glitter.
Yes,
which is what we've done.
I wouldn't say that, but no, I think there's a lot more substance there. I think
watery substance.
Yeah, right. Well, on that bombshell, let's not go further into that. I don't think, Richie. It's been an absolute delight, a revelation talking to you about your music and about. So, just one thing we were talking about during the narrative, Hugh Gordon Pym. What's your favourite ice cream flavour?
Oh, rum and raisin.
I've got this
specially prepared for this question.
Yeah, we won't.
But
go.
I don't like the what's that really good ice cream van brand called?
Ben and Jerry's.
No, the other one.
There's another one.
Gelatino or something. It's like an Italian one.
Okay.
But I bought theirs and it's rubbish. There's not enough raisins.
Oh my goodness.
Bring
your own. No, that'd be worse.
Too much ice cream.
Yeah.
I just like, just give me some rum with raisins in it and a bit of cream in it.
And that's still there. Yeah, and out of the freezer.
That's it.
Perfect. And that's the prime dessert for 2021 for Furrow Brow.
That's it. That's coming. Be prepared.
Excellent. Good. Well, I look forward to seeing you at your gig in July. Hopefully, it's going
to. I look forward to seeing you too.
It's going
to
go ahead, and yeah, let's have some rum and some raisins.
Mm.
Certainly, Richie from Furrow Brow. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And don't forget, you can find all the links you need on the show page to connect with Furrow Brow. Just go to realrobtaylor.com and search for Furrow Brow. Get on the guest list while you're there. Never miss a show. realrobtaylor.com/guest list or follow the links on the homepage. Subscribe on your favourite podcast app, of course. Just search for Real Rob Taylor. Thanks once again to Richie from Furrow Brow for joining me in this episode. And thank you for listening.
The Real Rob Taylor on realrobtaylor.com. The Real Rob Taylor is a Reads More production. All tracks in this show are protected by copyright and have been included with the express permission of the copyright holders. All rights reserved. Play it loud.